This episode of the Ideas Show is brought to you by
Tweaked Audio. TweakedAudio.com. Use the code IDS. 33% off, free shipping worldwide, lifetime warranty, and...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same day delivery, we're sure to make a long time customer out of you.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You're down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it is in the air.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. This is your man, Furious Styles, a.k.a. your man, Big B. Good to be back with you. As all of you that listen to this show know, I do not do this show alone. I always rock out with a crew. It's not my regular crew, it's a crew of sorts. Know how that goes. Today, my crew is as follows. I have the doctor.
What's up, y'all? I'm ready to rock. You know how I do it.
I have the damn it, Gina.
Welcome. Hola.
And I have... We're working on this name here.
Let's work on it.
Lady T.
All
right.
Lady T.
Okay. Lady T.
Like
you see
it.
How
you know that's quick.
It drops unexpectedly like bird shit.
I know,
it just,
right?
It happened.
It just came.
So did he. It happened. It goes down just like that.
Just like Lady T.
I saw the mic action.
I didn't miss it.
Mark missed it.
Yeah.
Mark still sitting like,
what I meant. I peeped it on the mic actually on the adjustment. I was like, okay.
It's comfortable right here.
Right. That's, you know,
right by my lips when I turn to the side.
And that game was mean.
Yeah.
But Lady T, tell us about yourself now that we've deframed your character. Dismersified your name.
Let's see. I'm Lady T.
Okay.
Well, okay, there you go.
All right.
Well, thank you all for tuning in to the In Deep Show.
Right.
Pretty much all we got.
Yeah.
Okay. How was everybody's weekend?
Man, mine was okay. But,
what you looking for, an ambush or something?
Huh?
He's looking for an ambush or something.
Nah, it sounded like Gina. You
actually, that
in.
Wasn't me. That was Lady T.
Lady
you know
T.
Nothing about. Yeah, she was.
Oh,
the
she
one
was
who,
gonna jump. You want to jump in, Lady
I was
T?
Okay.
That's
uh-huh.
That bullshit. That's that bullshit right there. Loud though.
Comes quick. I like it.
I know, right?
But I had some unexpected work I had to do Saturday. I showed up on a job, night job.
Sex with your wife shouldn't be described
monkey,
that way.
Monkey wrench in the thing, man. And then Sunday, I waited on this guy that I hired to cut my grass, who was About an hour late, about an hour and a half late. You know, but other than that, man, everything was cool.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Lady T, would you like to say how your weekend was?
And
I'm sorry.
Fira Style hosts the show. And for the people that's just tuning in, I don't want you to get confused at all.
So sorry.
That this might be.
So sorry.
Lady T, yeah. did you want
to? My weekend was great. You know?
Okay, I said I'm going to have to chase you. Okay.
Let's see. Went out Friday. Mm-hmm. Went out Saturday. Went
go?
To work on Sunday.
Where you go?
I know,
Probably
right?
Animal.
I went to Friday. Where did I go? I went out to eat.
Okay.
You know, I went to Fairfax. I went out to eat in Fairfax. This restaurant called Sweet Tavern.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Okay. Good food, good drinks. Saturday, National Harbor, relaxing, chilling. Mm-hmm. Then it started pouring down, raining on me. Had to run. Almost slid in the street.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah.
Hey, Sunday, anybody been on that Ferris wheel yet?
Not yet. No.
It's too expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like $40 a person, but I don't really think that's...
Get the fuck out of here.
I think it is.
It's expensive.
I think it's
like
40,
no wonder
right?
That shit always empty.
Believe it or not, it's not.
People get on it, though. It's,
that thing stays packed.
Yeah, well, it's pricey,
that's probably because I'd be on the bill. Right, because I'd be on the bill.
And your bionic vision
driving.
Doesn't
ride
right that far. Unbelievable.
Oh, cool then. Well, shit, they're going to keep charging $40 while people keep getting on it.
You know, I wanted to get on it until I saw the episode of Love & Hip Hop where Benzino and the chick he married fucked on it. And I was like, I might.
Yeah.
I figure if he did it, then somebody else probably attempted.
I don't like it.
And I'm not trying to be in close quarters with somebody else's jizzle.
Ew.
Making it rain.
I disowned mine after it leaves my body.
Yeah. I know, right? Ew.
Yeah.
Who cares well for me?
Ain't that the most disrespectful thing when you roll over in cold jizzle? It's like, oh, shit.
Oh, what the hell?
I gotta get up and take another shot.
I don't know. That sex was good, man. You can say shit.
I mean, if the sex is good, you're going to lay there and the jizzle will stay warm. Mm-hmm. But once you get up and then you go back to the bed.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
It cold, man. Cold and thick.
Cold and hard, huh?
Ew.
You should cut your back and shit.
Damn.
You have lacerations.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what's coming out your body.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry you got that gash in your back.
I know, it's a little hard when it dry out there.
Hey, it's a little moose. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Damn it. Did where'd you go to eat Friday and Saturday?
Who said I went to eat? I did. But Friday, actually, this weekend was spent whatever. This weekend, I actually had to spend time preparing for my final, which I took today. So I did have quite a bit of my weekend was spent doing that. After that, however, I had a really chill weekend. I watched movies. We went to like the park. And
it was phenomenal.
It's always phenomenal.
It is always phenomenal.
If you would have gave it like three
I couldn't wait no longer.
Yes, yes.
I saw the F coming down her throat. I just wanted to be with
it. Phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. So, yes, I went to the park and I met some family members, which was a good thing, you know, moving forward. And on Sunday, we just chilled and like watched movies. Like half the day and slept and ate and just it was just a really great relaxing
it was phenomenal
we watched movies and slept, you know what that means,
right? There were love juices in the bed. Love juices. Alright
there may have been a smack or two, you know. Yes, it was a great
you make him keep his gun belt on when he's doing.
I'm sorry, did I do what
happened?
What'd you say?
Do you make him keep his gun belt on when he's doing?
No, but I am.
He's thinking about it.
He used a handcuff.
No, but there, but it. Handcuff. Some things your turn arm to your ankle. A different turn. There's something about that whole dominant male grab you, pull your hair shit that's just fucking phenomenal.
It's all
right. There's now. Phenomenal.
Okay.
It's
okay.
All good till somebody turn up bipolar. So just be careful. Be like, all right, I'm finished.
I'm not.
Give me that look. You ever say you're finished?
That is not like, the word.
Be like, wait a minute. Tapping out. Safe word. All
right. Oh, wait. Pear. It's pear. It's time to stop. Ow.
So it's what? Like 3 months now, huh? Three? Four?
I think it's push. It's actually pushing four.
Cool,
it's
man.
It's pushing four. Cool. So right. It's still that cute kind of honeymoon. But then, you know, now it's like that meat and potatoes time where, you know, you have that honeymoon phase. Then you get to that kind of like, is this going to be forever? Is this going to, you know, do you start like that shit?
You there 4 months?
I mean,
okay.
When you in your 40s, it don't take long to start really being like, okay, who we doing?
Nah, I
when you get past a certain age in your 20s, it's like, I'm having a good time. We having fun. I don't want to do. No, but when you get, I'm 42. When you get shit past 35, you starting to think, so yeah, do we have a future? No, yeah. Okay, it's time to go. Or if we do, what's our?
Because the price of KY jelly is not going down. I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly. Shit, handcuffs and blindfolds.
I mean, even if he said, okay, well, even if he said not right now, I mean, you're still having fun. Why you just can't continue having fun?
No. We can continue having fun, but you have to be mindful, Mark. Who wants to be, I'm 42. Who wants to say we're still having fun at 44? And is it really fun? Is it really fun? I am 42. And when I say 44, I mean my age. Like, we're still having fun. Like, yeah, we're having fun. But how much longer is fun gonna be before we do something that's gonna be serious? Because I'm
so you
getting
got a
older.
Limit on it.
I'm not getting younger. I'm getting older.
Okay, so tell me something.
Biological clock is ticking.
That's what it is.
Oh, the biological clock is done. There'll be no more babies coming out of here.
I said
so.
The same thing.
Yeah, what?
No more babies.
Well, you. Yes.
I don't want no more.
You say it. Babies. She lived it.
I can't handle more.
Oh shit. Well, we'll save that for the topic segment.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, I'm
all right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you, Lady
T. It's you know what? It's
derailing
yeah.
the show early.
Damn. Moving on.
Took us straight to
no it. Babies. I can't hand on that. No. Where'd that come from? Okay,
no more.
Welcome to 60 Minutes.
right. I'm Mike Wallace.
What's going on? Dried up uterus. Today on the Indie Show.
How was your weekend? Furious Styles? Hey! Ah, got it.
Hold it down. All right.
Saturday, I wasted time. I wasted a lot of time. I ran some quick errands during the storm. And the rest of the day, I wasted time. Thankfully to say, I won't waste any more time. Sunday, I got obliterated drunk.
That's always exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's videos on Facebook for it. Yeah. Went to the Nats game, and we had full use of Anheuser-Busch's credit card. So
that's always a good thing.
It's you know, it's such, you know, you talk about wanting to be a baller. It's just so good to walk up to the bar and be like, yeah, let me get 150 Budweiser's, please.
Damn.
And have them look at you like, what?
You said 15?
150. Thank you. Just put them on the counter. Appreciate you. And just hand them out. And but they don't know. Is it,
yeah, I don't know that level of
you fake it till you make it.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. I may have gotten three, maybe four at one time. And I was usually doing happy hour when it was at Friday.
Right.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's, you know, it's actually cool because, you know, you buy them, you get, like, buckets of them and just drop them off to random tables and stuff and tell them to have a good time. So it's kind of cool. Then we left there and went to a bar across the street, and we didn't leave there till midnight. So that was, thank you, Anheuser-Busch. You are incredible.
Thank you, Bush.
Yeah. So the that worked across the street too, the card, huh?
Or whatever. Absolutely.
It worked wherever cards are accepted.
That's all right.
That is all right.
Got to the ball. Wrong business. Everybody in the ball had at least 3 rounds. Just dropping the buckets. This was nice.
No, wait, question. Like, is that a form of advertisement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Can you tell me the next time that you're, what area you're going to be in? So, no? Okay.
I refuse.
All right.
Will not be responsible for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be some random person in the spot where you...
That's pretty much what you've been in my life. We understand.
You know what? You just... What
happened?
Furious doo-doo? You make me sick. God.
Furious doo-doo.
Come on, nerves.
She took that back to 6th grade.
That's why you got cooties. I'm going to take it way back.
That's it. All right. So, shall we start the show?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Wanna know what I know? Remember this, you will always reap what you sow. Gotta keep it real, hold it down on the low. Never been fake, nah. So I wouldn't know. You just run in your mouth, I don't hear what they speak.
I don't hear you.
I just want, like I talk, got that light to my pep and that lap to my feet. What a feeling so sweet. Got me feeling like a beast. A sickness and God is my witness. Put a phone call, making my pockets pretentious. Lord, somebody help me. I done seen things I don't want to see. I'm out running through the streets. Heard somebody calling me and saying we should meet. But I wouldn't know. Yeah, they probably talking about me. Probably plenty of them saying that they doubt me. Keep the folk around me. Probably keep me grounded. I wouldn't know. Stunning. Look what we becoming. Heard that we becoming. But this what you wanted, so I wouldn't know. I'm living like you should wanna know what I know. Remember this, you will always reap what you sow. Gotta keep it real, hold it down on the low. Never been fake, nah. So I wouldn't know.
You'd rather go to the club and blow all of it. Yeah, I don't wanna judge, but you won't get your honor. Yeah, we don't get what you did on the gram. Boy, you were born at the mission, and I got this on the gram. Haven't you noticed? Rappers, they flex on the place, so they come from, they brag and they eat. While we got no groceries, American dreams. Barely American, rarely do dream. Dad couldn't leave, heritage we, Mary Codeine. Start from the bottom and never do leave. Jeez. I am for the people, you are for the paper. Your soul. Gotta keep it real, hold it down on the low. Never been fake, nah. So I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference. Excuse me. I look from the rooter to the tutor. I got you. I don't have it in my hand. I got it in my mouth. Okay. Every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the rooter from the tutor, nigga.
Okay. Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
I hate you so much.
It never gets old.
Yes, it does.
No, it does.
Was that your first time hearing that lady too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's rewind that back.
That's your people.
From the rooter to let's break that down.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
That's the first part. She is not playing with the balls. She is
never heard that side of her.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference. Excuse me. I look from the rooter to the tutor.
She looked from the rooter
to the tutor.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you gotta break it down, furious.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference. Excuse me. I look from the rooter to the tutor. I got you. I don't have it in my hand. I got it in my mouth. Okay. Every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the rooter from the tutor. And you can hear Mark in the back.
Wait.
On that same day, Mark leaned and was like, that's why Carl locked you down so fast.
right. Oh, boy.
I don't think you remembered anything from that day.
How long ago was that?
Right.
A while ago? Or was that recent?
That was, I can give you the exact date if you'd like.
Really?
Four episodes ago.
Really? You got to give exact dates?
It's all.
Let's just know.
I'm gonna write something about that.
No, mm-hmm. No one needs to write anything.
It was historical.
And I'm going to call it Ruta.
Historic proportions.
I have a poem. It's called Ruta to the Tutor.
Yeah. I'm going to write something about that.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, damn it.
Hey.
Hey, y'all know my man.
What's up with you, nigga?
Hey, there you go. Hey. My man Wendell Pierce from The Wire. Y'all remember Wendell Pierce?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Man. Okay, anyway. He was arrested for allegedly physically assaulting this woman. Okay, now apparently they had, met at this little lounge or whatever. So they were just chilling in Atlanta. And a political topic came up. Okay. Now apparently my man Wendell, he is a big supporter of Hillary Clinton. Okay, and the woman that he was talking to, she was like, nah, she's a Bernie Sanders supporter. Okay. Now, I don't know what it is that she said about Bernie Sanders that made Wendell go off, right? So my girl, she was with her boyfriend. So apparently Wendell pushed her boyfriend and grabbed her by the head and smacked her in the head.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I ain't never known my man to do nothing like that. He seemed to be a pretty cool dude on the Y.
Because y'all hang out often, right?
Yeah. What I'm saying is I haven't heard him, doing anything like that in the media. Because, most actors, when they trip, you hear them tripping 1 week, and then the next Monday they did something else. You know. But he seemed to be pretty cool on the Y. He had a little cigar, his little nice suits and smooth and shit.
Clearly, he has some inner anger issues.
Yeah. I don't know. But see, they said that's what the conversation was about. They said it was about politics. But you never know. That shit could have escalated into something else.
Religion and politics, man. Politics. Yeah.
Two conversations.
Yeah. And this shit did happen at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Mix in a little alcohol.
A lot of alcohol by three. That thing marinating.
How many niggas you seen shot behind the Domino's game? Don't take much of it.
Yes, sir.
Really?
A little liquor, a little passion.
But Domino's, because you're losing your money, like usually the loser. Nah. Just talking shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
All
somebody
that.
Somebody slammed that last Domino down. Yeah, you about to kill him.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Especially in the Midwest. They don't play that.
Well, do you even want to play? But I guess if you're a man, you're like, fuck that. Right. Playing.
Smack you in the back of your head.
That's one game I never really, really learned how to play. I mean, I know how to play it, basically. Mm-hmm. But I never really played it A lot.
Yeah.
As opposed to like spades.
Oh my God, tonk.
My family, man, we are tonk
and spades. Well, primarily tonk, but spades and oh my God, yes, that's
okay,
what we do. Okay. Yes, I get togethers. You gotta have a table
for cards. Now, what Brian was saying about the dominoes, you know, licking spades, you can have problems too. You can, especially motherfuckers start cheating. You know, they can start cheating when they start losing this shit. Cutting shit knowing damn well they got another heart in their damn hand. Cutting hearts and shit. And at the end of the hand, they're going to throw out a heart. You cheated, nigga.
That's it.
Right. God damn it, Earl, you do that shit every year.
Yeah, anyway. And while we on that subject, nigga, where that 40 you owe me?
You know, my man posted $1,000 bond and he was released.
Moving on.
I'm saying that's how you usually start.
Oh, right.
Cheating and he motherfucker start breaking up old shit.
Right, yeah. How about that? Mm-hmm.
Think I don't be seeing you making eyes at my wife. And then there's a nigga dead.
Right, and the dude cross-eyed.
Because you owe $40.
I make eyes at everybody's wife. Nigga, my eyes raising.
Right. Oh, man, one eye go there, I'm going to go over that.
I looked at everybody in the room.
Right, all at one time. Ooh, this dude, George Zimmerman, man. This badman is trying to auction off the gun that he murdered Trayvon Martin with.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Huh?
Did you talk about that last week?
He did not. I would have remembered that.
Yeah. I mean, it happened last week. So
this motherfucker here.
Yeah.
You know see, now that's the kind of shit. Dominoes.
You are fucking right.
I was about
right,
to say
Gina.
Something else, but I'm
see,
not going to say
Brown
that.
Brown was right.
I don't encourage
two beers down, I'm over here. You're fucking right,
we're fucking
man.
Here.
Damn it.
I'm just so wishy-washy, Mark. I don't know
but
if you I
know
can trust
you. But you know what, though? Him and Shawnee, they two fucking peas in the motherfucking bucket or the cup or
so
whatever. You know what I'm saying? So one is gone, so the other one got to do double.
I know, right? He all alone. We should get him. We should jump him.
So much that you put the government name on there.
Wait, we're going to jump him.
Boy. Anyway. My man trying to auction the gun off, right? Now, he had it on some site where somebody offered $65 million for the gun. So what they did was they closed down the whole site because they know somebody was just making fun. But I was thinking, why doesn't somebody, not me, offer him a lot of money for the gun, right? I mean, reasonable, but a lot. Mm-hmm. And once they meet up with his ass, take the gun from him and shoot his ass.
Yeah.
Shoot his ass with the same gun he shot Trayvon Martin with.
Yeah. All from $120,000. He take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he take 120. Yeah. That's a reasonable number.
But you probably wouldn't meet him, though, because this punk ass, you probably wouldn't meet him. You probably have to go through.
You probably wouldn't meet him, because you go to jail for doing what you did.
Pretty much.
And he'd still be free.
Well, so if you shoot him, because he
won't
be.
Out, so he is now taking out two head. Black people.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's not nice. I don't want to kill anyone.
I do.
I have no problem.
Oh my. What? People? See, this side of the room over here is demonic. Kill him.
I
don't want to kill anyone.
Well, Trayvon's uncle should say, yeah, I want to buy
it. I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Asshole.
Once somebody bid it to $65 million, they took it down, and then they relisted it, and somebody offered $100,000 for it. So. I don't know. I'm just trying to think who would fucking offer money for that the gun anyway. But I guess it's
white supremacists. Sorry,
you
know. Maybe. I mean,
you could be right. But legit offers for more than $400,000 were confirmed.
Really?
That's the word on the street. That's my sources.
It's Trump supporters.
It could be.
It's Trump supporters.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Yep.
Who else
there you go.
It may Trump have been supporters. Trump himself.
Yeah.
I'll take that gun because I'm going to shoot some niggas.
How about yeah. Okay.
Oopsie. Sorry for you Trump supporters out there.
Yeah, sorry.
Mike Epps. He was chilling at a Delta boarding station. Okay, so he's waiting for his plane or whatever. And he had an envelope that had some money, that had a large amount of money in it. Okay, now apparently when he was rolling it down or going wherever he was going through the airport, the envelope fell out. Okay, now, that's what happened. And a custodian found the envelope. Okay, it was full of cash. Okay, so the custodian opened it up His soul was full of cash. Now, this is the word on the street. This word on the street. His soul was full of cash. So he took it to the police. He reported it to the police. Okay. So a few minutes later, or an hour or whatever, Mike Epps came up and said, look, I lost an envelope full of money. It was $25,000 worth of cash in the envelope. Okay. So after he did that, the police said, oh, okay. So they gave Mike Epps the envelope with the cash in it. Okay. But there was only $12,000 inside the envelope.
That's all it was.
Okay.
He took it to the bathroom. He knew he wasn't on camera. Took it to the bathroom and took out his cut. But found his fee. Found his fee.
For real. If I was the custodian, they wouldn't have got they wouldn't have got shit from me.
Only because there's cameras everywhere. Yeah. They would have probably saw what's your name, Lady T? Was she mentioned?
Well, damn, Gina.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's not my name. Gotta remember.
What's your name? I told you it was going to change. Damn.
It's over. Damn it, yep. Son
that's
of a monkey's
say,
Uncle
that's
Gina.
When you say, damn it, Gina.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But yeah, they probably would have seen it. So he was like, well, shit, I'm going to take
that's
it.
How, that's how Lee got stupid. Fired from the airport.
Who?
Lee.
Oh, yeah?
Set him up the same way.
I never got fired from the airport. I just left.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
You're so random. I just
said tells me the story behind
that. Right, how much did you leave with?
I just left.
Sometimes she came out of the bathroom.
No, right. You just left.
When I came out of the bathroom.
Sometimes she came out of the bathroom.
Yeah, I just left.
Well, right, I hit $5,000.
But look, Mike Epps also said that maybe it wasn't $25,000. Maybe it was like $15,000. Maybe.
Mike Epps ain't rolling with that much money. He know exactly how much money was in that envelope. Somewhere.
Yeah, he might have tried.
He knew somebody got a finder's fee. So he had to settle for what was left in the envelope.
Mm, yeah. Dummy.
What could you do?
There you go.
I mean, who going to put a, really? $25,000? You're not going to keep that like close to you? You're just going to put, I mean, really? That's but something you lose?
He's Mike Epps.
Yeah, but does he really have that much money? Like, correct me.
Oh, I would say so.
So he can afford to just walk around with $25,000 and possibly lose it? Do you think
maybe
he has that kind of
payment for a show?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah.
In cash?
Yeah.
In this day and age?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You can still get paid in cash. Some of these shady tax clubs.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot he was black. Yeah, my bad. Okay, Mike.
No, it's not even that. It's not
even
that.
Well, that's what she said. Why y'all don't push him up?
You go to these clubs.
That's when you say, damn it, Gina.
Yeah.
She didn't know my name. Like,
come on, Rachel, what are you doing? Come on.
Yes. But,
we were listening.
Okay, there you go. This is the fourth year anniversary of the death of Chuck Brown. I think I just wanted to say that. A musical icon in the DMV, Big Brother Chuck. Godfather, so we're gonna miss you, pimping. Mm-hmm. You got some
run, Joe. Run, Joe.
All right, he's a policeman right there. All right, and it's also the birthday of Miss Janet Jackson, who turned 50 years old.
No way,
and pregnant from that's the word on the street,
really.
Yeah, that's why she canceled her tours.
Yeah,
wow,
because her and her husband are working on it.
Well, congratulations, Janet. I love Janet Jackson. Damn, that's really.
If it's a boy, you think she's going to name him Michael?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe. Why not?
Or Tupac.
Her loving brother. Aww.
They made a cute little couple on Poetic Justice.
Pretty fucked up she named it Prince.
That would be really
Prince
shitty.
Michael. Prince Michael.
I thought Michael had a big son named Prince.
Blanket.
That's Michael. Not got blanket
covers.
You got sheets. I think there is a Prince there.
Yeah,
pillowcases,
comforters.
Got a daughter too.
Comforters. That's cute. That'd be my child.
Comforter.
Comforter with a D. D-A. Comforter.
Where did that come from? I just.
That's fucked up. We know the name of the monkey, but not the kids.
Yeah, how about that? The little Bubbles. Bubble the monkey. That damn monkey. What did they do with all of them? I wonder what they did with all the, didn't they have like a giraffe and a monkey and something else?
They did.
Orangutan?
They did.
They did? Yeah. They died?
Mm-hmm. They died? I mean, because Michael was gone. Who's going to keep that shit? God, they went to the zoo, and they just gone.
You're just saying they just neglected
it. Yeah, they just
the city took over.
Well, that's my point. They did. So whenever the city takes over, it didn't take over. Right. Yeah, we're putting that shit to sleep.
Like we can't buy the giraffe food this week. We have little corn and oats and shit.
Oats and barley. Let's
go. Yeah. Right, right.
Bye, Bubbles. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Bubbles. I miss Bubbles.
Fucking like giraffe, man.
Yeah, he ate all the trees. That concludes my diagnosis. We got a motor comp.
Is that what we were waiting for? Furious Styles?
Oh, Furious Styles. Mm-hmm. I didn't go like that. Y'all stay tuned. We got motor comp.
Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
What's going on, peoples? Welcome back to the Indie Show. Samantha Styles. Woo! All right. So, we're going to get into... we didn't really have that much feedback. I guess the topic was a little bit too much for some of you. Understandable. But as always, topics are always open if you want to chime in later. When you get your composure, when you have some thoughts about it, you can definitely hit us up on the hotline at 202-570-1437, 202-570-1IDS, or you can definitely send us a message and email us at indeepshow@yahoo.com. Got no verbal feedback, so we'll get to that first.
What's up, crew? Mobile Greek. We're just checking out that show. What's up, going on? What's going on, Big V? Queen, Doc, damn it, Gina. What's going on with you people? Man, that's a tough, tough question. Wow. As a married man, I know good and damn well not to question a woman on how she feels about anything. And that's the truth. But, Queen, I'm not coming for you. So... there ain't no diss to you, but I kind of disagree when you kind of went on a little rant about how some men are just sperm donors and dudes that don't take care of their children are not daddies. I don't agree with that. you know, if you're a man and you have a child, if you take care of it or not, you a father. I mean, you know, if you're going to say a woman that has a stillborn child or a woman that has a child that's not born yet is a mother, then a man with a deadbeat father ain't shit daddy. He's still a daddy. He may not be the best daddy, but he's still somebody's father. So I kind of don't like it when the women go off on the dudes like that. I'm not coming for you, queens, but we cool, right? We cool. All right, cool. That's pretty much all I had on that question, man. That was a tough one. That's hard to answer that because you don't really go against women's feelings at all. You let them have it. They can have all their feelings, say what they want to say. Ain't no debate. Sit down and shut the fuck up. But that's all I got to say, crew. You have a great day. Enjoy the show. Can't wait to hear you next week. Mobile Greek, and I'm out this bitch.
I love that feedback.
I did too.
Crew, I'm back. It's Mobile Greek. Oh, I forgot to say, Big B, glad to hear you back. Glad to hear you feeling better. Glad to hear you doing your thism. All right, player. That's all I wanted to say on that. All right, crew. See you next week or hear you next week. Peace out.
All right.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, baby boy, you did your
thing. I mean, my man made a point right there. You know what I'm saying? That's we'll definitely run that back next week and give Queen an opportunity to chiming on that. Mm-hmm. Lady T, so our question last week, if you want to give your opinion, with you know, Mother's Day being just passed, there was a lighthearted discussion that was basically asking, is a woman with child able to celebrate Mother's Day?
Yeah. When I was pregnant throughout Mother's Day, and I celebrated and still was pregnant because I'm an expectant mother.
Okay.
When my first son got here, I celebrated Mother's Day and so forth because you're still carrying that child. So, yeah, why wouldn't you? I mean, I don't feel that the child has to physically be here. I actually agree with what the guy said, the caller. Mm-hmm. I agree with what he said about the deadbeat fathers. Mm-hmm. You may not be the best father, but you're somebody's father. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, same thing with the mothers. Your child doesn't have to physically be here. You're still that child's mother, carrying it or within the physical. Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Can I respond to that feedback?
Sure.
Damn it, Gina.
Why?
That is how he looked at it. Like, God damn it. Can't we just move on?
Why?
I disagree with Mobile Greek. With the portion of, as a single mother of 24 plus county years, and, you know, dad didn't start coming around until she was 18. No, he was not a father. No, he doesn't.
To you, he wasn't.
He was
what
not.
Is he to your daughter?
He wasn't to her because he wasn't around.
Okay, so.
Now he is.
Well.
But being a father and a daddy is two different things.
That's what I'm saying. Those were your opinions.
Yes.
To someone, he's a dad. Whether you want to recognize it, that doesn't take away what he is.
In the physical being, he's a dad because he has a child. He may not be raising that child,
exactly.
But he's a father. Sorry, he's a daddy to his daughter. He may not be raising her and doing anything for her, but he's a daddy. I can't say a father because a father takes care of their children, but he's a daddy in the physical being. So that's why I said I agree with that caller, because, you know, you're still somebody's daddy.
Okay, well, then that goes back to what Queen said last week, that, you know, he's a sperm donor, and that's fine. You can be a sperm donor / daddy, whatever you want to call it, but I feel that a father is something totally different. Thus, Father's Day is for fathers,
right.
True fathers who are involved in their children's life, who are raising them, who you didn't just have your seed just, you know, carelessly flying in the wind.
And that
goes for moms that are not, very much so. Okay.
I don't think a mother who's not, this sounds just going to sound bad, but I think a mother, it's even more heinous to me. You carried that seed, you carried that child, and for you to not be there, to me, it's just a crime.
How does he get there?
From the male.
Oh, okay.
Planting the seed or fertilizing the seed in the woman. But the seed technically originally is in the woman. But you can't do anything with it until it's fertilized by the
Useless.
Male. totally
say the word. It's totally.
It is totally useless.
Matter of fact, it dies every
every cycle. Every you bust every year.
Right.
It dies every year.
So, wow.
Right. Okay. All right. So there. I'm sorry. That's enough of that. I am looking forward to Queen coming back and responding to that feedback. That's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see what the big buildup is. I mean, I think he had a very valid point. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think a lot of people that listen to that are going to initially be like, oh, no, fuck no. But, you know, the point when you cut all the fat away and the point is that he is a dad to somebody, you know, like you said, you can't deny that. You know what I'm saying? You can have your own opinions on how much of an ass he is and how worthless he is and how much he wasn't there. Doesn't stop him from what he is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that situation is judged in sort of in the court of public opinion. Because if you want to be the person that's not in your child's life, but yet you celebrating and everything, motherfuckers looking at you like, oh, sorry, motherfucker over there.
He ain't shit.
And the next thing you know, they go, y'all gonna drink, y'all gonna party, blah, blah, blah. Then the Domino's game or the Space game gonna break out, then you gonna get shot. So it all comes full circle.
Yes, go. It does.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. So.
Wait, what do you say when you slam that domino down and you
domino, know, motherfucker?
Oh, and that's when you get shot.
Yeah.
Right at that point?
Doesn't
know if he gets shot or if the person mad that they lost gets shot. Somebody.
Okay.
It's going down.
Somebody getting shot.
I mean, unless it's Spanish people. Does somebody really stay?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hola.
No, I'm saying.
Cause ¿Cómo está? Ay, ay, ay. You know, right. We're going to stop. For all our Spanish listeners, we are non-racist. We love you.
These are Brian and Gina. Are those of Brian and Gina? Affiliated with or associated with?
I heard an hola over there from Mark.
No, you didn't.
Doc. What you say? You said.
He said Maria.
Yeah, yeah.
He said Julio. Telemundo.
That was this foreign person on the show and Mark, who should know better.
I hear the words coming from you coons. You are not going to disrespect my heritage this way.
I don't know if that's huge. African in there?
It's Maria Jose Josue.
Consuela.
Yeah, yeah. Santiago.
Santiago.
Gonzalez.
Well, all right.
We love you.
All right.
Watch us on Telemundo.
So, with last week's topic being so incredibly heavy.
Yes.
I figured we would go...
equally heavy.
We would go extremely lighthearted this week's topic and have some fun.
Okay.
We're going to see who out here has a pair, as they say.
Let it ride.
We are going to start with our guest, Lady T. Tell us your most embarrassing moment during sex. She said, which one? There's so many.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is like so recent. Embarrassing for him or embarrassing for me?
For you. Gotta be for you.
Maybe for the both of us.
Oh, shit. This was yesterday?
Okay, so. Okay. So I had a situation, you know, husband and everything. And
hold on, stop. Wait a minute. No, we're not going to start that shit off like that. You said you had a situation with your husband?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was yours or somebody else.
I know,
else.
Right? I had a situation with a husband.
I was like, wait a minute.
I know. I was like, hello?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm about to say this. So, had a little situation.
and I asked him to slide to the side for a little bit. We were in the motion of everything. He was, you know, down at the...
That's like one of the damages.
The sandbox.
Oh, in the sandbox, man.
And I asked him to stop because I had to fart.
Oh,
so well, it took a good, maybe 10 minutes to get back in the groove because, you know.
Shit just went dead after this.
Yeah.
Damn, that must have been, that joint might have been loud. Or.
It was bad because.
That joint was pungent.
Doc, don't do me like that. It was bad because you got to get back in the groove. You can't get back into it after you fart. Like, and it's like a bump, 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 bump kind of fart. like a shotgun kind of.
Damn.
You can't get back in the groove, so.
She said a bump, a bump, bump.
Yeah, like a, you know, you can't get back in the groove after that. So you got to make up for it. So, yeah.
So how you make up for it?
I did what I went from the rooter to the tuna.
That's what I had to do.
Let me tell you, ladies, go from the rooter to the tuna if you have to. That's what I had to do.
Don't do it.
I mean, that was the only way to get me. That was the only way. That's how you gotta, you know.
I'm not doing. Why are you looking at me?
Get him back. Copy.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. I'm just still thinking about what she said. The bump, bump, bump. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, all right.
The bump, 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 bump.
That's okay, though. That's okay. Well, at least you warned him, though.
I told him, and it was so embarrassing, though, for myself.
So, I'm about to get in your business. So, like, what it was like he was like, hitting him in the back. And
no, he was down in the sandbox area.
In the sandbox, clearing out the sand.
Oh, that man was, fourth male.
And I had to, pushed his forehead all the way back. It was like,
he was enjoying fourth male.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's
all right, though.
Tacos.
I can respect that.
Tacos, that's what you eat. Fourth meal, tacos. That's what you eat. Okay. Damn. Well, you know what? That was very. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll take a minute. Hold on. Let me.
But you know what, though?
Hold on. Let's get a moment of silence.
The moment
of
silence.
That nigga was down there.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to. Keep your head right there.
Can I just get this moment of silence, though?
Could you just shut the fuck up?
I'm trying to. All right, okay. My meal would have definitely been done at that point.
Yeah, amen. You never know. He might not have mind. He might have been, damn, I must have been doing my thing.
This shit might have turned him on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But did you have greens, like, right before or something?
I don't
know. Ribs and
no,
shit?
No, this was Friday when I went. Oh,
damn, this is recent.
Yeah, I think it was the rice pilaf. It was the rice pilaf. Damn it.
You just brought that right into the studio.
Yeah.
Right. That shit ain't even finished airing out yet.
Maybe it was a calamari.
Was it fried?
Yeah.
Oh, it was delicious.
It was really good. And that cornbread.
I mean, because back in the day, I've had sex with women that will actually do it, you know.
But that's a queefer. That's a different.
Yeah.
That's a queefer. When you fight out the pussy, that's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
When you hitting that.
Oh, yeah. That's a queefer. It wasn't one of those. No, I felt it.
She damn near shit herself.
She had
different.
The shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
It probably stink, too.
It did stink, too. That's why we had to wait. I had to spray the Febreze
I would have had to holler at you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're done. It's
I
over.
I can't do nothing else with your shitty ass.
Yeah, that's nothing else.
Over.
Turn his skin color.
Matter of fact, I think I probably would have needed to go to counseling.
Yeah.
I'm serious, because you don't know.
I told him,
seriously.
Brownie points?
That was good.
I told him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He fucked up his eyes.
Fucked up his retinas.
See, you know when you're brought together in the face of God and you say your vows, some of y'all, you just don't think. You see, when you don't think that, there are moments when it's for better or for worse. Well, to death do you part. It said, till death do you part, not until I fart. Separate the fart. You see, and then you got the man down there and he just enjoying a fourth meal and he putting in his best work. Because, you know, it takes a lot for the brothers to go and enjoy a fourth meal. But then when you finally convince him to get on down there and just clean up the mean streets, and then you go and muddy the waters. You see, it's the time when the waters are muddy and things get different. You see, the waters get muddy and people want to go. People want to leave. People say, I can't take this no more. People say, get your funky ass on up.
Cause some sounds came from downtown.
And he wants to prove he loves you. And he wants to stick around.
And stay down.
And he tries to get back down there, but goddamn the belogness. He done got finished eating fried squiddly diddly.
No. Won't
get that far. The shit just ain't right. But you know what? Black love is strong, so we rejoice. Yes, we rejoice. Yes, we rejoice. Yes, we rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus.
The monkey got funky.
The monkey got funky. Lord.
Well, since you put it that way.
Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Give us some embarrassing shit.
Woo. Oh, you know what, though? This goes way, way back when I was a virgin. Can I go back that far?
You said when you were a virgin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, I was a virgin.
All right.
All right. The summer of 32. Go ahead.
For fuck you, man. I fuck furious. When the first
please somebody the
first time that I came, right, I thought I was peeing inside this woman because I didn't know what it was, and I jumped out of it and ran to the bathroom.
I heard that before, actually.
I swear for God, I jumped out and ran to the bathroom. I can't pee in this lady.
I said this lady now. He's 13.
I didn't say I was 13, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. He was like, wait a minute, what?
How
15. I was young. I was young, and she was a woman.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you, all like my life, I had older women all my life. All
right.
I'm going to tell you. But, hey, I jumped up and ran to the bathroom, but what was coming out, I was like, hey, don't look like pee. You know,
feel so much better. Do it again.
So I went back in, and you know, she broke it down to me, and I was like, oh, okay.
Damn, was it your sex ed teacher?
Hey, might as well, bitch.
Thank you, Miss Barnaby. I'll be back to cut the grass next week.
But I tell you what, hey, after that, nigga.
You ain't never look back.
They ain't never look back, though.
You just shooting the club up every chance you got after that, huh? You ain't say nothing about taking a rubber on.
Man, I'm saying she was a good teacher, though.
You just shot the club up and just... shit.
It kept it moving. On to the next.
Ain't mine, Your Honor.
Oh.
Woo. Damn it.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Rubbing the hands together.
Embarrassing? Okay, so we won't get into when, but
there you go. She said last week. He said back in 32. But you,
you said that. Oh, shit. Bad.
I know. You didn't say 32.
Damn, 32.
It's like 42. So,
okay. Oh, see, now you doing it.
It was right after Prohibition.
Me and Harriet, we was right going through the damn tunnel. And I met this woman.
On a train.
I said, Frederick. Hey, cut your hair, boy. Cut your hair. Your bush is too tall.
Okay, so it wasn't embarrassing until after, but during sex, we were getting it in. It was ass smacking, and everything was wet, and it was just phenomenal.
Give yourself a lot of credit, but go ahead.
I was like, hey. Just depends. Some things be brought out of you. You be like, oh shit. So I got really, I was really loud. Like I was like, oh yeah, that's it. And fuck me and smack my ass. And just what, I don't know what was coming out. Was shit was just flying.
Oh, we have the tape.
Thank you for the tape.
Oh, thank yeah. you for the coming out. Yeah.
To the tutor.
Don't do it. Don't with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
That one was coming out. Uh-huh.
Stay tuned next week because we have a new one coming.
Come on. Oh, you're not right. I think this is suffering enough. So, so it's a bottom line, it got exciting and it was like, and at one point he was like, you know, like, shh, the neighbors. I was like, fuck the neighbors.
Like you just try to cover your mouth and shit.
A little bit. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Fuck the neighbors. So.
He was biting the nigga.
I did bite his hand for a second. I did.
Oh,
I did. Rascal I was like, rabbit? Nah, fuck the neighbors. So it was cool. Everything was cool. You know, everything was everything. And it was all great. And then we got all cleaned up and we're going out. And then the neighbors came out. I was like, you know, you guys should come over and come for a visit. And, you know, us family, let's come on in. And we kind of paused and was like.
They want to swap. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I was like, okay. So.
Them was swingers.
She right, was, no, right. it was not that kind of thing. But what it was is she wanted to show me. Don't be mindful. This was a Sunday before church. And. I wasn't going to church. I think they may have been.
You're going to sex hell. You're going to sex hell.
I'm going to church, Jesus, sex hell. But, no.
The sex under the city. You're going to sex hell. You're the devil and that other motherfucker. Boy, I say.
So we, you know, we didn't want to be rude. Stop it. Stop it. We didn't want to be rude. So we were invited. So we went and she wanted to show me, you know, we were talking like, so where are you from? And da 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 da. We were talking. It was cool. And she, you know, conveniently pointed out that, you know, she had gone to a wedding a week or two earlier and how they were, you know, celibate until they got married and that they were just this great couple and, you know, they lived in separate houses and all this great stuff. And then she talked about church and how wonderful it was and then what the service was about. And she kind of looked at me like, hey, I heard you fucking, you whore. She didn't say it, but you know how I was like, yeah, you should save yourself for marriage and this whole thing. And I'm looking like...
That's she another topic.
She
right
did
there,
not but. Say that to me, but it was that kind of like look like, hey, look at this great couple getting married because they didn't have sex, but you dirty fornicator, you down there fucking right before I leave to go to church. You need to save that ass. Man. So for me, that's it wasn't embarrassing initially, but afterwards it was a little embarrassing. So yeah, there you go.
The neighbors know my name.
Right. They do now.
There is no fucking way.
Well, I don't have any embarrassing moments. This thing's just not embarrassing for me. I'm
just... Really? Really?
No, you know what? I've had many, many embarrassing moments. And if you give me a minute, I'll think of one. I was getting so wrapped up into where Gina's story was going. I lost track of my thinking.
Another one is, you done already?
Oh, yeah, I've said that. Oh, wait, another one is, isn't in? Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, I ain't never, no, I ain't say that.
I'm that. That would be somebody else. You'd be like, is it Andy? Like, yeah. You like,
God, that's the worst.
Yeah, I'm done.
Like, what are you doing with this Jimmy thing?
Nah, but I'm saying for men, sometimes they just be so excited that they're getting it. And
or it's just small.
I didn't say that is an in shit.
It's like a Jimmy Dean sausage. It's just small.
Oh, the mini links. Oh, God. See, y'all are not listening to me. For you listeners out there, I never said that.
That's for you listeners, Mark is implying he does not have a Jimmy Dean sausage.
Yeah. He was like, wait a minute.
I ain't saying say I got a motherfucking big...
National
have
Hebrew.
Smoke, but
National
I'm Hebrew. All right. I'm just saying, I'm all right.
Hey, Mark, your wife like it.
And she got it before we got married, too. You can tell your neighbor that shit. That's some bullshit right there. I ain't waiting until we get married to do shit. I need to drive the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Make sure the steering and the oil is changed. Everything is moving properly. Before
I'm trying
I say
to ensure... good love life after marriage.
I never understood that. I don't know. Well, I guess different strokes for different folks.
But what if it sucks afterwards? Ugh. What if it's terrible? You get married
after
and it's
you
like...
you say, I do.
I don't like it.
Uh-huh. Then or what? Is it in yet? That's when you find out right there.
Then you gotta put it in your ass.
No, he be smoking a cigarette.
Oh, bingo, Jack from the Rooters.
Oh,
well, you Mark go. Was like, wait a minute. Ha! We're just passing the time where we're waiting for you, Furious Styles. Ha! I got it again.
Ooh, child. By golly, I think I've got it.
All right.
I'm trying to think of one. I mean, I had one and I was for the life, man. I can't remember.
It was hard for me, too.
What's that?
Yeah, it was.
Can be. Well, y'all keep chit-chatting. Let me come back to me.
Okay.
I apologize. Seriously, I've been...
You know, I was going to do the fart one, but then you let Lady T go first. But with me, I actually farted. Because what happened was... the person, like, was, you know, we were, you know, excited. And then he, like, pushed my legs back. And then...
it came out, right?
Yeah,
but you know what? That feel good to us, though. It feel like a little massage down there.
Oh.
I'm trying to tell you. You be like, oh, she's a...
So you still talking about
that's
a queefer.
That's a pressure fart. That's dude, a pressure fart.
You still talking about a queefer.
I wish people could see what he's doing right now.
I'll tell you, that motivates us.
He keeps not knowing the difference between... the air that gets built up in the coochie and comes out and farting.
Yeah, I'm talking about, Mark, well, like a real fart, like out of your butt. And when he pushed my legs back and it was like, yeah, you like that? And I was
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you know.
But it wasn't a clap back, like multiple sporadic.
Did it stink?
No, because... actually, it didn't.
If it didn't, that's
actually it didn't.
As long
that's,
as it
see,
ain't stink.
Yeah, I think that's
I'm
why
good.
He kept going. Like he kept going after right. that. We pretended that it didn't happen.
But the stroke changed though. Then it was like
it did a little bit. It was kind of like, hold up, did she just this bitch just fart?
So
on
he
me?
Paused.
That whole
just
rhythm.
Just a quick second.
Right. And then he got back.
And then
into
kept
it,
doing
right.
it.
He probably thought it.
And
was,
I just was like, yeah. And I was holding the rest in.
I'm gonna tell you what
he
was
special effect.
He was thinking at that moment about every porn he ever watched to try. Please don't go down. Please don't go down. That's some nasty shit that bitch is saying. Please don't go there. Yeah. Not before I bust off. I swear if these motherfucking blue balls catch me after I leave here.
I will take this part. I'm but I'm not trying to leave with these balls.
I'm trying to tell
probably depend on how many drinks he had in them too. That shit probably wouldn't fail.
Yeah, you know what? That does play a factor. Because I think we got a little saucy.
Yeah, when that shit is hot and steamy,
you be like
a little fuck. Now had a little
shit.
Scent.
It,
yeah. Oh, I ain't say no more shit.
Okay, so I remember my mom.
All right,
the volcano would have erupted.
Okay, this is it was a situation. I was seeing someone in college, and I'm not gonna say her name, but she was a Spanish young lady, whatever. And so my boy had put me on, so my boy was messing with her friend or whatever. So, long story short, you know, we, you know, hooked up, went back to my dorm or whatever. And, you know, I'm hitting the joint from behind. And actually, I have two, I'm going to tell. And
it's all coming back to you. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So I'm hitting the joint from behind, and I look down, and I was like, this nasty bitch done shit herself. And I was like, you want to talk about, I was like, man, I gotta go. So, next day, whatever, you know how we do when we youngins or whatever, you go tell your boys, like, man, like, Shawty shit herself, man. And it was like, nigga, get the fuck out of here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, man, that's because she was bad. I was like, that's, goddamn. But, young, dumb, full of cum, add some liquor. You coming back over? You know, whatever.
But she did on you again.
So, you know, she came back over, whatever. Hit the joint again. This motherfucker shit herself again. So I said, wait a minute. No, no. So I was like, wait a minute, baby. I said, I want to see this work. So I just want to turn the lights on so I can get a good look. She had a birthmark right above, like right where her ass crack was, and it looked like she shit herself. It was a birthmark, though. And I was like,
thank God.
So the niggas on at school was calling brownstone and shit. I thought she shit herself the whole time. I was like, God, I was so happy to know she didn't. And then the second one, real quick. I was in a little school in Illinois. And literally, there was one young lady in the school that was African American. The rest of the town, other than the ball players, were the only black people. Mm. Everybody in the town was white. So I was like, ain't no action happening here, you know. So it was Christmas break or whatever, you know. The ball team has to stay because we have tournaments to play while everybody goes home and shit or whatever. So the way like I said, it was a small school. We didn't have dorms. They rented like a house for us that had different apartments and stuff or whatever. So I'm in my apartment chilling, whatever. And I hear the music and shit going on downstairs. You know, the fellas come up, was like, BB, you know, come downstairs. You know, little shorty want to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, I don't want that. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I went down, it didn't matter. I don't mind meat on my bones. That's a nice thing. She was big as fuck. She was big as fuck. But I'm like, shorty, it's been a fucking minute.
All right,
I'm like,
beggars can't be choosy.
Shorty, I'm early 20s. I'm like, I can't. I'm about to explode. This shit was coming out of my ears. I'm like, So I was like, all right, B, just hit a couple shots, get the system ready, blah, blah, blah. Took her up to my room. And so I was sitting on the bed and she was standing in front of me. So I was like, all right. I was like, B, just close your eyes. Just, you know, make
like
it, you
wide
know,
screen.
Right. So, I went up underneath her shirt or whatever. And of course, you know, once she felt that, she took her shirt off or whatever. So I had grabbed a titty and I started kissing on him and shit and started sucking on him and shit.
Could you breathe?
And I was like, no, seriously, I was like, God damn, what this bitch in that pool? So I kind of, there was a window behind me where, you know, a little moonlight was coming through. So I kind of scooted so I could maybe get some light on what's going on. Why the fuck did I have a roll of fucking fat in my hand?
You a damn lie.
I thought those was the titties. I had a roll of fat that I was sucking and kissing on. And she just is excited, like, damn, a nigga that appreciated a big bitch.
You suck that roll, daddy. You get that sweat in between that roll. You do it. Tootsie roll.
I wanted to vomit right there on the spot. And I couldn't even do it, Shawty. I was like, she was like, "What? What's wrong?" I said, "Man, we got practice."
Termites.
She said, "She said it's 3 o'clock in the morning." I was like, "I know, we got in trouble. It's punishment. We got practice. Wow. We gotta go." Wow. I was like, "Man, oh, so yeah, that's my those are my moments.
Yeah,
two of them." Anyway, Deepsters, we want to hear from you, man. Don't be scared. Y'all was scared to chime in on that last controversial topic. Have some fun. Tell us your embarrassing moments during sex. You can hit us up again at 202-750-1437, 202-750-1IDS, or you can definitely email us at indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you hit us on a hotline, I think it's a 3-minute limit before it cuts you off. So if you're going to be talking a little bit longer, you can record it on your voice recorder on your phone and email the file to us at indeepshow.com. So that way you won't get cut off. All right. Those are your options. We love to hear from you. It's your man, Big B.
I'm sorry, who?
He said, can you let me finish? It's your man, Big B, a.k.a. Furious Styles.
That's in reverse. Isn't it Furious Style, a.k.a. formerly known as Big B?
I didn't do formerly known as. I also know that.
Well, don't get sassy. I'm just trying to make sure you said your name.
Well, don't get
kicked. Now.
Motherfucker. Me too. We'll be right back. All right, it's time to get the hell about in. Damn it, Gina.
Two finger, one finger. I want to give a half of one finger to the neighbor who asked me to come upstairs so she can talk about Jesus and not fornicating before church. But I don't even want to give her a half a finger. I'll just leave it at two fingers. Two fingers to, I don't know, transition to being in a place where you recognize that there's some things that need to change and alter and, determining whether you can move forward or not. So transition, two fingers to transition. I've been drinking. That's all I got.
That's all right.
That's all I got.
Liquor brings out one and two fingers. Sometimes seven.
Sometimes a whole yes. Hey,
do what you do. Boo.
Lady T. What?
Let's go with, for me, love. Two fingers to love. I'm in a loving situation right now where I'm learning how to forgive and forget and just see it for what it is and just love it. That's where I am.
Well, he got too past that fuck. You should love it.
Man, damn it. You took the words out of damn it. You stop interrupting.
That's where I am. So two fingers to love.
Love without thoughts. All right.
Especially the stinky ones.
There you go.
Yeah, if you can, accept me for farts and all, then
that's
you can
right.
Accept me for everything.
There you go.
No one finger?
Trump.
Okay. Sorry. Enough said.
One finger to Trump. The middle finger, that is. But we're not going to go there.
Oh, that's understood.
That's what the one finger is.
There I know, go. Right? That's the one finger I'd be giving.
All right. Yeah. Doctor.
One finger to fucking 29,000 days of rain. I didn't know it was that much goddamn rain in the sky. You know what I'm saying? I forgot what the fucking sun looked like, but it showed its face today. So two fingers to the sun, one finger to the rain.
It's funny you said that because that's how I woke up Saturday. I was like, what is this glowing sphere in the sky?
Right.
Are we all damned to hell?
What is this yellow sphere in the sky?
It produces so much heat that you right. can't look at it. Yeah. Everybody went to church and shit.
Well, how about that?
It is a damnation. It is coming upon us.
Right. Sound like you're doing it to a little shitty butt woman with the shitty thing.
No, that sounds like that extra titty girl.
Oh, right. Seven titty woman.
Wait, hold on.
She has seven titties.
Oh, see.
There's a difference.
You see why everybody else can say something when I get damned to hell? Like, why?
I'm just saying.
Why? That's how you was looking on an extra roll. See that? Cause shit like that. Get the fuck out of here. Don't do it.
Sucking
his dick.
All right.
I will not be censored.
But see, Toya, she not alone.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can yeah. flip, knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Oh. You guys get rated XX. That's right. I'm in here.
This is the In Deep Show. And now you know.
Hold on. I never tried this. Hold on.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can yeah. flip, knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit.
You drown me, Gina.
He did drown me out. Good job, no. Mark.
Oh, no, I'll just turn the volume up.
I'm surprised he didn't catch yours. Oh, my God.
What did I say? Oh, what? Are you kidding me?
He was like, what? Don't doubt my skills. Who do you think you're dealing with? This is furious fierce. Come on. Fiercely fierce. This is furious stylistics. Yeah. I got that shit.
One finger. Two. Did I do any of mine yet?
No.
I didn't. Two fingers. Two fingers to having another day. God be willing to get it right.
Yes. Amen.
One finger for having not gotten it right so far.
Oh.
Yep. That's right. It. For me. We got to go. And oh wait, man. I'm no longer on that thing no more. Got a lot of buttons to push over here, y'all.
It is a lot of buttons.
I seem to find yours.
Every time.
On the ready.
You know exactly where that button is.
Exactly where that one is.
Oh, that's Gina's button.
Get over it, Carl.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here.
We miss you, girl.
We
get your ass back
come
up
back,
over here.
Come back.
Who?
Queen?
Who's that?
Wow.
Really? She
won't
have something to say about this next week.
Whatever. Queen don't listen to the show. We're gonna check to see if Queen listens to the show. Everybody give a message to Queen that she has to respond to next week to see if she listens. Hey, Queen, kiss my ass.
Your sarcastic ass. I don't miss your monkey ass.
Oh, Queen. I actually miss you. I mean, I'm glad that Lady
that
Spirit
said,
Bird yeah. is here, but damn it. Yes, there's nothing like having the Queen next to you. So let's see if you fucking listening.
Don't
make me sound like I'm crazy, Queen.
She dropped a mic on your ass.
Come on with it, Queen.
We'd like to thank Miss Lady T.
That's cute. I'm gonna have to use it the next time Gina gets sick.
For coming in.
T Bird. Yeah.
Thank you, Lady T. And you know, if ever you know, you can get away from your farting spells and stuff.
Uh huh.
Come on in here and hang out with us from time to time.
Right.
But always in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Out of my house now! Now I want all of you out
of my